I'm speaking today with Lane Lewis, who is the chair of the Harris County Democratic Party, recently appointed. Lane, since you've been appointed, elected HCDB chair by the precinct chairs and all, since you've been elected HCDB chair, has it been what you thought it would be when you first put yourself out there for it?
I've had 20 years of political experience. I expected this to be a tough job. It is much tougher even than I had anticipated. It is a 24-hour chess game to try to get all the pieces going in the direction that you want them to go in, making sure that everybody's voice is heard and they're able to contribute and to make goals, make plans to achieve those goals, and to monitor that those goals are being achieved. The primary doesn't uncomplicate things at all. It just adds to the confusion and the complications of getting the job done. So it's a heavy lift.
Let's talk. Give me your 10,000 foot view right now of where the Harris County Democratic Party is and where you see it going in the next year.
There are several key things. Diversity. We are a very diverse party, and so we need to make sure that that diversity is not only reflected on the ballot, but it's also reflected around the table in the committees that make decisions. I'm also dedicated to ensuring that our party is year-round organizing, that it is not just becoming active in the 4 to 6 months prior to elections. Off-year, on-year, we need to be organizing. I'm also committed to precinct chairs. I'm looking at ways of helping to organize training for precinct chairs, ways that we can push information out to them, but also draw information from them. I'm also concerned about our finances. We have traditionally operated around $100,000 a year. I am hoping to multiply that times 3 or 4 at least. I think as the third largest county in the United States, our finances need to be running in the $1 million range, not in the $100,000 range. So I've been making steps and efforts to secure that funding. Part of that requires making sure that we have a plan that grassroots and grasstops people can buy into. It's one thing for me to go and ask people whether it's a $5 donation or a $5,000 donation, but what I want to be able to do is say, this is what you're buying into. This is what you're investing into. And I think that's an important piece that people are looking for before they make their donation, whether it be big or small. I'm also concerned about messaging. So much of what we do here locally, and some would argue nationally, is constant responding to what the Republicans are doing, as opposed to standing firmly our ground and moving forward on that. I'm of the opinion Republicans don't sell solutions. They peddle problems. In fact, they've created an entire brand around doing nothing more than marketing mass hysteria. And it does not behoove progressives to continually react to that. We need to take a more offensive perspective, and that's one of the things that I'm planning on doing on education, on healthcare. We need to be advocating for the things that make our party strong, not reacting to the mass hysteria created by the opposition. I'm also very committed to voter suppression. I'm very concerned at the county level that we are growing as a county in people, but we're basically flatlining in voter registration. I don't think people are moving here and not voting. I think there's been a lack of effort. Some might even say a concerted effort of suppression to prevent people from being able to register to vote. And certainly the voter ID stuff indicates that as well. Latino outreach is something that is a daunting task. It's not an easy task, but it's one of those things that you have to sort of you have to get in the room, tie your leg to the chair, and nobody leaves till the solution is found. I think I am on the verge of finding a solution for that, not necessarily a solution, but a way in which to address the issue. And that starts, and I've said over and over and over, that starts with changing the question. For too long, we've asked ourselves, how do we get the Latino vote? I think that's the wrong question. We need to have a paradigm shift in our thinking, a new direction of intent. And by that I mean, instead of asking, how do we get the Latino vote, the question needs to be, how do we earn the Latino vote? Right? It's a different intent. And with that as my starting point, I think the party is going to be much more successful in coming up with solutions to engage that particular part of the population. I'm also committed to bringing in more input participation with elected officials. I feel like that we have become fragmented somewhat as a party. You have some elected officials that are very active in the party, and you have some that are not active in the party. My goal is to bring everyone to the table. I said in my acceptance speech, it's going to require a unified effort from every Democrat in Harris County. And that's what I'm committed to doing.
One thing that I think people have seen frustration with in years past is with candidate recruiting. It seems like in some cases we have offices that may be winnable for which they don't, which seems like we don't find candidates, or we don't find candidates that maybe would run a good race running. And in some cases we don't find anyone at all. What part is candidate recruitment part of your job, and what are you doing about it, if it is?
I do see candidate recruiting as part of my job. Looking at the landscape of the ballot and determining where we can win and where we need to fight. Obviously, you're never going to have unlimited resources. Very difficult, if not impossible, to find someone for every race. However, with that said, I do believe in starting from the base point that every inch matters, meaning every precinct matters, every House district matters, every Senate district matters. We do not concede an inch. However, that may be the starting point, but we cannot expect that we're going to go out and, beat Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Her seat happens to be open this time. So yes, we're going to have, players. But that doesn't mean in seats like the 134 that some would say would be very difficult to win. But right now we have Ann Johnson in that seat running for that position. And I think it's a very winnable seat. So we do put resources in that.
I think the philosophy has been in years past that, you know, we concentrate on a few key races and not worry so much about other areas. And while that makes sense in terms of resource utilization, it seems like there's untapped potential in parts of the county where there's maybe a growing base of Democratic voters who've never been communicated with. We see that, you know, if you look at the 2008 results, there was growth in the Democratic vote by leaps and bounds out west, but not a whole lot of candidate activity. How do you sell someone on the idea of, let's do something out here where there's more voters than there used to be, where there's a lot of voters that we would like to support the countywide ticket, but there's no one maybe necessarily running for their House district?
My main responsibility is to build the party and build the base. It's candidates' responsibility, for the most part, to get themselves elected, right? They've got their campaign. My job is to provide, and the party's job is to provide a platform or a brand in which they can run with. I'm very excited about the growth in the West Side, in Katy, Cyfair. These are going to be, at some point, in the near future, Democratic strongholds. Not quite there yet, but I think the people are there. party's responsibility is to get out there and get them excited, energized, brought in to the party infrastructure, so that when it does come a tipping point, we can more readily recruit good candidates to run out there and win.
Your counterpart in the Republican Party has been known to take sides in primary fights. For example, he has expressed a preference for the incumbent district attorney over her primary challenger. Traditionally, the Democratic chair has traditionally stayed out of this. Do you see yourself doing anything different, even in a case where, and I'm thinking of a particular congressional seat right now, where there's a candidate running who perhaps doesn't quite embody Democratic values?
My goal is to stay out of the primary stuff. I take a different position as my counterpart. I don't think it's my role to get involved. However, obviously, there are stalking horses on the Democratic ballot in the primary. Plain and simple. Stalking horses being Republicans that are specifically coming over to run as a Democrat to do nothing more than to create confusion and complication on our side. Certainly I will be less unbiased in those situations.
Okay. Since you've talked about, you know, keeping, you know, continuing to organize in off-year elections, what role do you see yourself and the party playing in, like, the odd-numbered years elections, with the city elections, which are, you know, nominally at least nonpartisan? I mean, obviously there are some races that shape up as not, you know, D versus R, and some that don't. What role do you see yourself and the HCDP playing in the off years, the odd number year races?
During those off years, those are the times, in my opinion, that we need to be doing voter registration, or at least assisting with that. Those are the years that we need to be cleaning our lists, regular calls, recruiting precinct chairs. During election years, you're doing election items. During off-season years, those are the years you need to be preparing for the election years. And too often, I think that we've fallen short on that.
I mean, do you see a reason to, if not, you know, like the Republican Party webpage had, like, listings of candidates in city elections and identified who were the Republicans and who were their, whatever their gold level support stuff is. Democratic Party eventually had such a thing up on their webpage, but you couldn't tell by looking at it who was a Democrat and who was a Republican. Do you think that's an appropriate thing to do in a city election?
Yeah, well, in the past, my understanding is that the party, in fact, I know for a fact, the party has endorsed in city elections, but only if there was only one individual identifying themselves as a Democrat. I'm certainly for that. Where the party goes in city elections, I don't know. That's going to be something that the CEC and the steering committee and myself are going to have to fetter out. However, let's be clear, the Republicans have been very direct in their efforts to make city elections nonpartisan. I know they're intended to be, but specifically over the last few years, they have become more and more radical in their separation and their involvement. So does that mean that we have to step up our game? It may.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about voter registration and voter ID and the efforts to make voting more difficult. You know, there was a lawsuit filed against the tax assessor's office a while ago because of the way they did voter registration. Since that settlement and the agreement that they have supposed to live up to, I've heard a number of complaints that they haven't been. What's your view of that situation, and, you know, what action are we taking?
I think that they are being derelict in that duty as well. I do think they have fallen back into some old habits, and I do anticipate if we are able to discover that is true, that we will take a strong legal stance to make sure that they are upholding the judge's ruling in the previous case. I don't think they're being as,
as forthright?
Forthright, I guess. They're not going after voters like they should. In fact, they're doing just the opposite, in my opinion.
By going after voters, you mean to sign people up to vote?
Right. Well, they should be going after to register people. They're actually going after them with suspicious intent. The voter ID is just one example. Democrats, time and time and time again, asked for any validated example of voter fraud. None. They couldn't produce one. They couldn't produce one single example of voter fraud, yet Governor Perry decided that it was a state emergency, right? That we address this horrific incident, but no example can be found. It is nothing more. It's not voter ID. It's voter suppression, pure and simple.
There's been a little bit of, talk about internal politics here, there's been a little bit of dissension regarding decisions at the SDEC level about whether or not to put ballot item, an item on the primary ballot to indicate that, you know, Democratic support for things like gay marriage. I don't remember off the top of my head what the other items were, but that one caused a lot of that's caused some concern from people when it was voted down to be put on the ballot as a referendum in the primary. You know, there's arguments both ways. Where do you stand on that?
The Harris County Democratic Party is, we operate under the rules and the guidelines, as well as the platform of the state party. The state party has a structure in which to create that platform, and we will support whatever that platform ends up being. And right now, the SDEC, for better or for worse, has decided that that's not an issue that they want to take up. So we will move forward with the platform that we have.
Okay. Do you have an opinion on who should be the next Texas Democratic Party chair?
No, I do not. No, okay. I do not. I've met a couple of them. Is there?
I think there's at least two.
There's two. I thought there was a third, but no, I don't. I do not.
Okay. You know, beyond this year, I mean, look down the road to, let's say, the 2016 election. What do you want to see the Democratic Party in Harris County doing that it's not doing now?
I want the question to change. Right now, the question is, year after year, we sit around a table and sort of wring our hands and say, okay, now how are we going to get Democrats elected this year, right? We need a party structure, a new culture of organizing that changes that question, so that instead of the question being, how are we going to get Democrats elected this year, it needs to be, how are you going to get elected in Harris County if you're not a Democrat, right? People need to know that coming in. That if you're going to run as anything other than a Democrat, you're going to have an uphill battle. And it's very doable. The people are here. The mindset is here. The majority of people in Harris County are progressive-minded. They're just not voting. Now, why aren't they voting? They're either not registered, or they're not engaged. They have no sense of advocacy. In other words, even if I vote, it's not going to make a difference. Or even if I do vote and it does make a difference, politicians are all the same. And these are the sort of things that we have a responsibility to reach out and say, yes, we are different. Yes, your vote does matter. And yes, you can hold us accountable for our decisions in office.
What is the party doing to take advantage of you know, technology, social networking, and other, you know, non-traditional means of outreach?
There are several things. One of the things I'm excited about is Van just came out with an iPhone app. Didn't know if you knew that. I just found out about it recently. Where block walkers can, with their iPad, which I've got one here in my hand, or the iPhone, which keeps going off in the background, can actually do their canvassing and put that information in. I've also talked to someone about creating an iPhone app, maybe that's more specific to what we want done here in Harris County. We've also got an internship program that I'm really excited about. That we're going to have 20 interns, and we're going to redo the headquarters to actually turn it into a virtual learning space. Put a large flat screen, 62-inch flat screen on a wall with interactive cameras, so that when the interns are doing their coursework, they're actually interacting with legendary grassroots organizers and teachers from all over the country, from Boston, Harvard, other places. So I'm very excited about that as well. Part of that curriculum will be social media and technology and how to use that. We're also communicating with a group out of University of Houston who's doing a school project on social media and how to increase fundraising using technology. They're doing a class project. We're working with them to see if how we can arrange a safe use of our information and protect our information and the people that contribute to us, but at the same time work with these young minds for their school project, which would also benefit us, because if they come up with brilliant ways to maximize fundraising through social media, then great, right? We want to use it, so it's cooperative learning.
Okay. As we speak today, we may have a primary date, May 29th. That's still subject to change, but you do have an opponent on the ballot for HCDP chair. When people go to vote on May 29th or whenever it is, why should they vote to give you a full term as HCDP chair and not your opponent?
I feel like that my experience as an educator, as a social worker, as a grassroots organizer, provides me a very unique skill set in which to help create and encourage a unified effort from every Democrat in Harris County. I also think that that skill set is what has led me to the long list of endorsements, whether it be from groups like HBAD, the Tejanos, whether it be grassroots organizations like the Oak Forest Area Democrats, whether it's African-American leaders such as Reverend Lawson and Howard Jefferson from NAACP, if it's elected such as Senator Whitmire, Mario Gallegos, Mayor Parker, I think that really speaks to not just my ability to bring a unified effort from everyone to the table, but the ideas and the tent of ideals that I want to see come to fruition. I think that's what's attracting people, you know. And I really want that to be a focal point, that it's not me they're all attracted to necessarily, but it's the ideas that I want people to be attracted to. But also, I think it's my 20 years of experience as a grassroots organizer in nonprofit work, as well as in education and as in social services. As a precinct chair, I served as a precinct chair. I've served as a Senate district chair for Harris County. So I understand how the structure works and where it's going right and where it needs some tweaking. I don't think that my opponent offers any of that.
Okay. Lane Lewis, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, sir.